97 on the Hill, WCHL, Ron Sutz here, and special guest in the studio. I have been crowded in here by a whole bunch of people. Thank you for joining me on This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, our guests are Gail Chatelaine, owner of Napoli. Gail?
Guile.
Okay, thank you. See, they just walked in. Didn't have a chance to get acquainted. The cafe and Napoli food truck. Also, Jim Wall, the owner of Glass Half Full, is here. Jim?
Hey, how are you?
All right, good to see you, man. I've seen you at the restaurant many times. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, it was announced that these two businesses, and tell me about you. Who are you? I don't even have your name here, I don't think.
My name is Anthony Del Sarto. I've been working with Jim for 12 years now and became his co-partner about 2.5 years ago.
And what's your last name again?
Del Sarto.
Del Sarto.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'll get up to speed eventually here. But first, tell us about this new concept. It was announced a couple of weeks ago that these two business owners, these three business owners in our local community, have teamed up for an exciting new restaurant concept coming to a famous location in Hillsboro, which is the former Mystery Brew Pub on Nash Street. Been there many times. First, tell us about Napoli Hillsboro and how this plan to open the restaurant came together.
We had, when Mystery went out of business, on Halloween Day, actually, thought about Napoli at that space and got excited about it. And we contacted the owners right then and were lucky enough to get it. And Jim and I have actually been talking about potentially starting a brick and mortar version of Napoli for a few years now. So we thought this would be a great space to start it.
That is going to be that's a great location, by the way. I mean, I always thought so when Mystery was there and excited that you're going to be doing this. But the new restaurant will use the Napoli name. But talk about Glass Half Full's involvement in this new venture and from your perspective, how this partnership all came together.
Well, I think that it was basically, you know, I love pizza. I was basically my favorite food. And Mickey and I had thought about pizza next to Glass Half Full a number of years ago before Seal String went in. And I tasted the pizza from Napoli. I talked to Gael back then about possibly there was a space in our building, and that didn't work out. And then we talked about the old post office. That also didn't work out. And this just seemed like the perfect time. You know, we sort of bring the experience with brick and mortar. Gael brings the experience with pizza.
Yeah.
And we're going to supplement that with some exciting small plates, and that's where we're at.
If at first you don't succeed, perfect example of try again. So you guys finally made it happen. Anthony, let me ask you a question. What is the plan for the physical space of the restaurant? Is it going to look different than it did when it was Mystery Brew Pub?
Yes. It is a complete makeover. Trying to lighten up the space, make it more warm, more welcoming, while also keeping the industrial vibe of that building.
Mm-hmm.
New kitchen, mostly new everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful space. We're real excited about the patio. Everyone's very excited about the patio. Everyone keeps coming up to me when we're out there talking about that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great area in Hillsboro, by the way. Really happening area there. Guile, let me ask you, how would you describe the menu and the offerings from the bar? What can folks expect when they come? They're hearing about this maybe for the first time today. And when do you hope to get open?
Well, yeah, the menu is going to be based around the pizza, which is, you know, true Neapolitan pizza. And that's going to be very much the same as what we're already doing in our other locations.
Mm-hmm.
The pizzas are going to be a bit more seasonal. They're going to use more local seasonal products than we do now. The rest of the menu, as Jim said, is going to be more small plates, and it'll be a collaboration with all three of us to come up with those dishes. So we want it to be a space where you can come in and get, you know, a drink from the bar and a couple appetizers, and then hang out for a while and maybe turn that into getting some pizzas. And we're also going to have the gelato that we're doing now in Carbro will also be at that space.
Fantastic.
And hopefully the gelato will be combined with other with desserts, more composed dishes that way as well. So
we're looking forward to all of that.
Jim, one of the best things about Glass Half Full is the bar. What's the bar going to be like at this new place?
The bar itself, I think, will be, you might recognize the bar. And perhaps some of the people, some of the bartenders might work at both places.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it'll have a similar sort of feel.
Yeah.
It'll have that sort of U-shape like we've got. It'll be a cool place to just sit and eat, get a nice drink. Neighborhood bar.
Yeah. And I forgot to follow up on this question. When do you guys plan to open this?
We hope by the end of the year.
Okay. Fantastic. Anthony, Hillsborough is a unique town. There's no question about that. Talk about how you see this whole concept that you guys have come up with filling in or fitting in with a culture that is established there already in historic downtown and that whole kind of thriving Nash Street area. How are you guys going to fit into all that?
Being someone who already who has two kids as well, as I walk around there and I see everyone walking and the children in the area, it's going to be a place to come with your family, your friends. We're hoping to make it just fit in perfect with the vibe that's already going on right there. Really accent the time that building is from and make people feel like this is Hillsborough, this is home, and just a fun place to come eat and hang out at.
It really is great to go there on a good day and, you know, walk around and sit outside and eat somewhere. It's just a terrific area that you guys have chosen. As this segment is titled, This is Tourism, we talk about this every week. Both Napoli and Glass Half Full are fairly well known locally. I don't think there's any question about that. Do you see a lot of out-of-town guests coming into your Carborough locations? We ask all of you guys that question.
We do. Especially since the Hampton opened in Carborough, and mm-hmm. we finally have some place to stay on the west side of town.
Right.
You know, we've always gotten referrals from the Franklin and the Siena. There are quite a few people from out of town that come through. Also, with the university, they bring a lot of people through.
A really interesting thing is I've picked up on this talking with a lot of restaurant owners. The local restaurant owners are all supportive of each other. You guys do a great job promoting each other and encouraging folks to go there instead of the big national chains and all that sort of thing. And I think that's really cool. Let me just say, before I forget, my favorite dish, Glass Half Full, is the Brussels sprouts. I have to get those every time I go there. Just wanted to get that in. But relating to the Carborough restaurants, Napoli and Glass Half Full, is there anything you'd like folks to know about what's going on there this summer? Before this new place gets open, there are outdoor dining spaces at both places, so let's hope for great weather. But anything special going on that you guys should tell us about? Guile, what about you?
I think our concept is still kind of getting known in downtown Carborough. So mm-hmm. we used to just be a food truck, and people still see the truck parked there, but they don't necessarily realize that now we're offering seating both on the patio and inside, along with our house-made gelato, beer and wine. We're trying to do everything that we couldn't do in the truck before
mm-hmm.
in the little cafe. And the truck is just our kitchen right now.
Yeah.
So,
anything you guys want to add to that? Special happenings this summer?
Well, there's always the, you know, every year we do the Tour de France wine list for to celebrate the tour.
Mm-hmm.
The wines from, you know, each of the stages. Also, you know, tomatoes, BLTs are back. Summer fruit soups.
Yeah.
And the patio.
Yeah, fantastic. Anthony, anything else?
Yeah, he pretty much summed mm-hmm. it up. It's summertime. It's some of the best produce right now. We've got a beautiful blueberry gazpacho right now, and the patio's just rocking.
Boy, that sounds good. Blueberry gazpacho. I haven't even had that, so I have to check that out. But, hey, thanks all of you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Spending a little time here. I'm excited about this new concept in Hillsborough. It's going to be really cool. I think you're going to have some great success there. And thank you for joining us for a conversation on food and tourism in Orange County. Napoli and Hillsborough opening soon in the Mystery Brew Pub location. See you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature on WCHL, made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram. Visit Chapel Hill. It's 856-97.9 The Hill.